Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Donna and Marley on My Talk 107.1, minus Marley. She's got the day off. We're packing a full house here with Steve Patterson for Steve O'Clock.
What up?
What up? Miss Shannon is joining us.
Hello, hello.
And Ryan Perpich.
Donna, you ruined this song for me because every time I hear that,
turtle
on my knee.
Yep, been running around with that turtle on my knee.
And it was like, I knew even before you said that. I was like, yeah, it's dirt all over my name.
Nope, yes. I'd never heard that.
And now you wrecked it, so just want to let you know.
Turtle on my knee, that'll be my name.
Wow. You make next this album. Song from bitter to adorable.
Thank you. It's a turtle
now
on his
Sesame
knee.
Sesame Street song. I like
totally.
It.
Totally. Okay, Justice League is being called a failure. It made $96 million.
Yep.
And yeah, let's see. How much did it cost to make? Well, they were projecting it to make $110 to $120 million. And by the way, it is Monday. So if you would like to give us a Monday morning movie review, by all means, 651-641-1071. We're going to get one from Steve in a minute.
Deal.
But Miss Shannon, I came across a list of things that are wrong with the movie. And I want you to tell me if they are accurate.
Okay. Yes.
The Atlantis fight.
It could have been extended. It made me like the Atlantans. Like, I want to see them in another movie.
Okay.
I was okay with it.
Steppenwolf repeatedly talking to Mother.
Oh, my God. That was worse. That didn't make sense if you read the comics. I'm like, I don't know who he's talking to. That's just, you know, that's not the way that I remembered it in the comics. So I'm like, I don't think that was right. So Steppenwolf was just a bad villain, period. He's like, it's an overpowered villain, and then friendship overcomes, you know, bad things.
Okay.
It's dumb.
So,
so far,
you're pretty much agreeing.
Correct.
Okay. How about Supermouth? Hashtag Supermouth. I don't know what this means. Okay. Paramount wouldn't let Henry Cavill share his Mission Impossible 6 mustache during Justice League reshoots.
That was a big deal.
So they decided to try to digitally remove it in post-production. And it was absolutely horrifying. It's worse than, they say, CGI Peter Cushing in Rogue One.
I didn't even notice. I'll let that one go.
You didn't? Wow.
I didn't know that. Oh, my God. Yeah, Peter Cushing was, that Rogue One, that was whack. The Supermouth, I don't remember.
Okay.
I have to go look it up.
How about that opening Superman scene?
It was a bit dramatic, like this is a style dramatic.
Oh,
like,
really? Kind of
thing. Well, because it's like, you know, and I think there's some, you know, I don't want to say spoilers, but it might be an Easter egg for that first scene for another movie that they're going to make down the road. So I was okay with there. I'm presuming people are talking about there's this two little kids run up on Superman and want to show him. Can you like talk to us? Because we have a blog. I was fine with that.
Oh, okay.
That didn't bother me that much.
All right. How about Clark and Lois hanging out in a CGI cornfield?
That was whack.
Really?
That was too much.
Right,
that was
like
part of the too much.
This list is endless, by the way.
Batman mansplaining to Wonder Woman about how she should be the leader. That was a bit much. I didn't like that.
Okay. How about the Russian family the movie keeps cutting to?
They're thin there the whole time. Because they need you to care about some people that they rescue. So you meet this Russian family that lives next to a nuclear plant, like a shutdown nuclear plant. And they're hiding from bad guys. And you're like, why haven't they murdered you yet, kind of thing. Like, the fact that they survive is silly.
Okay, so what do you give this movie again on the Gary scale?
I gave it 3 Garys.
3 out of 5 Garys.
So I gave it a solid C.
Okay.
Is what I gave it. But
all
that's
right.
Because I gave Superman, Man of Steel, and Batman versus Superman 1.5 to 2 Garys.
Okay.
And so in comparison, I thought that this was a serviceable superhero movie.
Okay.
It made me okay with watching other ones.
Let me say what might be a breakthrough that Justice League had in the world of not just the DC universe, but Marvel too, and all of these big comic book movies. It clocks in just under 2 hours. It can be done, because that is the problem. Even my favorite movie of all time is The Dark Knight, the second in Chris Nolan's Batman trilogy.
Yes.
But it could have lost about 25 or 30 minutes.
Right.
And so often they just go it gets bloated and they can't cut anything because it's like, oh no, but we spent so much money here.
Right.
Wow, we had such fun shooting this. So at least they did that. But boy, when you read on Rotten Tomatoes, it's funny how this just keeps happening to DC. And I think I have the solution, which I'll offer in a moment. But
okay.
Everything that Marvel does, it was great. We love seeing all these people together. They seem to have the touch, whereas DC seems to just be cursed in this way. You think you have this many fun superheroes all in one movie, it's you're off on the right foot. People want to see all of these people. Now you're putting them together and how will they interact with each other? But DC just can't seem to quite get anything right outside of Wonder Woman.
My primary problem with this is that I feel like that DC had backed themselves into such a dark, depressing corner.
Yeah.
Because that was what they tried to do to counter program to Marvel. And so they had this movie and they're like, you know, we've been making these really depressing but still not good movies. And so we are going to try and fix it. So they were so far down the road with this Justice League movie already that I feel like what they did is they took what was going to be a dark, depressing movie, and because they couldn't just scrap it and start over.
Right.
So they took a humor plot and overlaid it on top of it. And so it didn't have enough time. Imagine if you were making some sort of like food product and you needed to let it marinate so that the flavor could go all the way through it. Justice League did not have enough time to do that. So it was, well, we need to care about the family, so we'll put a Russian family in it. Well, we need to have everybody get along, so we have to, you know, have all this exposition that says, well, all these things. And we can't do it without Superman. Where's Superman? Somebody get Superman.
Right.
You know, and so it really just had to move so quick that they added like this sense of humor and whimsy. It so hits you on the head with a mallet. Because they're like, ha, we got jokes now. And you're like, but
here we go.
But
here comes a joke.
Come on now. Like, it's so, and that's the problem. That's why I'm like, so it just doesn't seem genuine. But I think back to Steve's point, when you watch an Avengers movie, the fight choreography and the way that they actually have the entire thing on, it is beautiful to watch. And you see all of these things going on. In this movie, they didn't quite get there.
Mm. Okay.
It was neat-ish.
Okay.
It was cool. And I was like, well, I can't do that. And so I'm impressed. But it's not all the way to fully developed like it is in the Marvel movies so far. So maybe they'll get there.
Wait till it's available on demand, basically.
Yes, right? I think so. I wanted to make movies because I wanted to make money because the geek in me wants them to keep making these movies.
Right. Right. And it to be a healthy franchise.
Yes, right. Yes, exactly.
All right. Steve, you saw a movie too. We don't have time to get to it right now, but do you...
I can sum it up in 10 seconds.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
I watched Inside Out from Pixar for the second time. It was decidedly better the second time around. I'm telling you, go watch it. You'll cry. It's going to be on ABC Freeform in their countdown to 25 Days of Christmas all week.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
That looks like that's the one with the girl with the feelings, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
it'll get you close to tears at the end.
Okay,
it's
love
great.
It. All right. And you want to talk Snuffleupagus when we come back?
The hidden backstory that no one knows about Snuffleupagus in Sesame Street. And we'll talk about the intricacies of his name.
Oh, excellent. Okay. All right. All coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back. You're listening to the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1. Marley is out. She'll be back tomorrow. You know, it's that time of year. People are burning vacation days and banked holidays and all that. So there's probably going to be a lot of that everywhere. So thank you, Miss Shannon, for being here.
Happy to be here.
Yay! And Steve Patterson's here because it's Steve O'Clock.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, Steve.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Hello, Ryan.
I got a heavy heart.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
All right.
Guys, listen. Sesame Street?
Yes,
ever heard of it?
Yes, I love it.
Yep.
Which, by the way, now on HBO. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Its first run episodes are on HBO. And since that change happened, and then PBS gets it a little ways down the line. But since that change happened, the production value is through the roof. The
really?
Money that HBO has. I'm not kidding. The lighting is decidedly different.
Really?
It's fantastic. It looks wonderful. They've updated the theme song. So it's just, it's all wonderful. But I stumbled on a story today about Big Bird's buddy Snuffleupagus. Now, let's quickly talk about his name before we get into his backstory.
Yes.
Okay.
I always thought it was Snuffleupagus.
Everybody does. It's so annoying.
Snuffleupagus.
Thank you.
But it's, you did?
It's Snuffleupagus.
Pugus.
And incidentally, in an article on Mental Floss, we also find out that Snuffleupagus has a first name, Aloysius.
Oh, stop.
Aloysius.
And his little sister's Alice.
Aloysius.
Yes.
Aloysius
so
Snuffleupagus.
Yes.
Aloysius.
Is he Greek?
Pending results of an Ancestry.com test. We
He's
don't know
a
yet.
Mammoth. I don't know what nationality we would count woolly mammoths.
But was he even a thing? Let me explain. I never knew this. So this is the new song, by the way, and it's killer because they save a lot of time and they get right to the point. It's great. It's great. Anywho,
wow, this is really high quality.
It's high quality, yeah. The visuals, you got to sit down and watch an episode of Sesame Street. New episodes air Saturdays on HBO. Anywho.
We'll check it out because my kid, he's a little old for it, but somehow Elmo popped back up in our lexicon, so I'm sure this might as well work. So
it's fine. And it just looks great. Anywho, Snuffleupagus, introduced in 1971 on Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that for the first 14 years of Snuffy's run on the show,
mm-hmm.
he was treated as an imaginary character?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait, what?
Oh, the first 17 yeah. seasons, he okay. was like, that was the running gag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so clearly...
Only one person could... was it Big Bird or
Big
somebody?
Bird. He was Big Bird's quote-unquote imaginary friends, and all the big people, all the grown-ups would clown Big Bird.
Yeah, he kind of just come into the
scene. I must have forgot about that.
No, I'm not suggesting that there is an age divide here in the rooms. But
there is.
We didn't realize this. You two did realize this. So, from 71 to 85... All the grown-ups are just hating on Big Bird and saying, oh, whatever, yes, Snuffleupagus was here.
Yeah.
Really, you know about this? And then the reason that they changed that was because there were studies of, sadly, children who had gone through abusive situations. And what they felt, the tone that they were setting with Big Bird and the parents not believing, was that kids, because this idea of Snuffleupagus was so fantastic, and kids, mm-hmm. after they had gone through an abusive situation... Those memories were very fantastic and seemed far off from reality, but sadly they had really happened. And they felt that they were setting a precedent mm-hmm. of kids to not be believed by grownups.
And that was a smart move.
Yeah, and I didn't know that that's specifically why they made that change, but I remember as a kid watching it and feeling bad for Big Bird because nobody believed him.
Right.
And we all saw him playing with
Snuffy. We could see him.
And we're like, well, no, but he was just here.
Right.
And they this, and they had lunch, and then they played a game, and then Snuffy, we would watch Snuffy walk away, and they'd go, "Yeah, all right, Big Bird."
Right.
I remember feeling
like,
bad.
At the TV,
yeah,
going,
he's
like,
right
no,
there, exactly. And you would fit, and I get why that was the gag, but I do remember as a little kid feeling bad that nobody believed Big Bird.
Oh my,
wow.
Jeez!
So they
good.
Were right; they were correct. They needed to change that because all that time, Big Bird was telling the truth, and nobody believed him.
Well, and apparently, the buildup to it, and even in that reveal episode. There was a tension there where the viewer would be at home watching as adults are about to peel off and just go into their standard disbelief. Sorry, Big Bird. And you're wanting, no, like you got to stay. Snuffy's about to come. And then finally there is a reveal. He is real. All is well in the world. And most specifically on Sesame Street. I had no idea. I had no idea about any
I
of this
definitely
stuff.
Knew that. I had a stuffed mm-hmm. Snuffleupagus when I was a kid, and mm-hmm. I loved it so much. Aww. He's so cute.
And I think the other thing that made me feel weird about it as a kid is I remember going, what is this thing with imaginary friends? Because I had games that I played because I was an only child, but I didn't have a quote-unquote imaginary friend. And I remember thinking, I feel a little lesser. Like, I'm supposed to have an imaginary friend, and I don't? Like, why haven't I made myself an imaginary friend?
I didn't have one. Did you guys?
I didn't have an imaginary friend. No.
Yeah. And so the fact that they made such a big deal about people having imaginary friends, I was like, well, what?
Donna, who was your imaginary friend?
I didn't have one, but somebody I knew, a family friend, used to come over and pretend that he had a gnat in his hand, and he called it Ignatz. That's like the closest I came to anything imaginary.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, I had I was more one of those when I imagined things, like in my head, I thought that I would pretend, you know, like a lot of things. So I would pretend that I was a secret agent. So in my head, I was a secret agent.
That's cool.
I would do dive rolls up the hall, you know,
really?
And all this stuff. And like,
that's
I had
awesome.
Little things hidden in the closet, because that was what you would do if you were a secret agent. You'd have like a, you know, you go through the closet and you have your stuff. And I made grappling hooks, or what I thought were grappling hooks, and all this stuff when I was a kid.
I love that.
But I didn't have a friend that I talked to all the time.
I do now. My boyfriend.
Is he named Merlot? What's
Brett.
His name? Brett.
Brett.
Okay.
Brett.
Yeah.
Boy, what a standard fella he seems like, Brett.
He goes to a different school. You don't know him.
All right. That's
sure. Yeah. It's always
I bet you he's great.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he's
boy.
Cool. He's got tattoos.
Whatever.
Steve, what else do we need to know about Snuffy?
That's it.
That's it.
I just need to make sure that people understood the backstory because evidently, you know, maybe there's just depending on when you came up in Sesame Street, you may or may not be aware because it's not something that they would revisit.
No.
After that plot
that
twist
is funny
happens.
Because when I was watching Sesame Street was in the '70s.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Sure.
And that's when he was imaginary.
Correct.
And I came onto Sesame Street late '80s.
Yes.
And at that point, he was just real. It was Snuffy. And yeah. I just kept thinking, look at those eyelashes.
Yeah. Oh, I know. He's just darling. He looks like my dog a little.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do that on purpose?
Messy.
Did you like it?
No.
Oh, yeah. Her dog is very, very scraggly looking.
I will have you know, Steve, that no less than three people this weekend, I'm not making this up, said to me, what a pretty dog.
Aww.
Or going through the McDonald's drive-thru for a cup of coffee. It was like, whoa, that's a really cute dog.
Oh, good for you.
And then a neighbor. Thank you.
No, Shannon, trust me. This dog has the potential. It's like... the before in a makeover series. I can't wait to see the after. It's going to be great.
He's just been groomed. I'll send you a new picture.
Wonderful.
Okay, we'll be right back. Steve, we'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Bye-bye.
Twin Cities Live today, 3 o'clock, Channel 5. Watch for Steve.
I'll be there.
Welcome back. Donna and Marley, who is not here today. She'll be back again tomorrow, just taking a couple of days off. But you're listening to My Talk 107.1. Miss Shannon Paul is in the house.
Yes, I am.
Good morning. And Ryan Perpich, thank you also for being here.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys get to see Eminem with Skylar Grey on Saturday Night Live?
Yes, no. I rewatched the clip.
He only did one performance, yes. And I usually do two.
Mm-hmm.
But he did a medley, and she was fantastic. And people are kind of up in arms about, like, doing your old songs. He did three songs.
I thought we liked it when our artists did their favorite songs.
Yeah. Hmm. You're damned if you do or damned if you don't in his situation.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know, everyone loves his old songs and, you know, new material. But if you just played all new material, they'd be like, oh, man, I wish you would have done that old one.
Exactly. You know? He hasn't been around, and so it's so cool to see him. So the three songs he did his new track,
right.
Walk on Water. Then he did Stan and Love the Way You Lie. And we've got some unbleeped or some bleeped profanity.
Yeah, please.
No, I think it's bleeped, right?
We need those bleeps.
Please bleep it.
We definitely need the bleeps. Here's Eminem with Skylar Grey.
No matter what bars I come with, you're gonna heart ripen. That's a hard fight getting to swallow. So I scrap these as pressure increases like khakis. I feel the ice cracking because
I walk on water. But I know Jesus.
I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like it. You did the raucous too late. It's bad. But anyways, I hope you get this, man. Give me back just a check. Truly yours, your biggest fan. Just a stain.
I thought it was good.
I think
4 out of 5 Garys.
I think that maybe it was the fact that Chance the Rapper was hosting. Like, if we didn't have the two of them in such close juxtaposition,
yeah.
When Chance could have just done his music as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear that throwback nature of Eminem's thing, if it was in a little bubble by itself, maybe that would have been okay. But it does kind of remind you, I'm like, well, you know, that, you know, even like the rap game has changed. And
yes.
So it does sound very vintage. So maybe it wouldn't have felt that way if it would have been like, and then Emily Blunt was the host, and then Eminem came on and did his things. So maybe that's why people hated it a little bit.
I agree. I mean, those are two powerhouses, Chance
yes.
the Rapper and Eminem. But
right.
It's like, they've done that before where the musical guest is the host.
Right.
So I don't see what, they could have done it.
Yeah,
maybe
so then people wouldn't have noticed. Because especially, I think that a lot of people who were watching would be rap fans of that kind of music, because they're watching Chance the Rapper. So they're going to be hypercritical to
yes.
it. When if somebody else who was listening, like a big fan of a different genre, maybe mm-hmm. not wouldn't have been as offended by the fact that he wasn't doing what you are accustomed to, you know, right now.
That's interesting. That's an interesting way of looking at it. I also was kind of bummed that he only did one performance. It's like, come on, what else you got? You know, and I do miss hearing him. I thought he sounded great, though.
Sounds fine.
I thought he did a good job.
I thought he sounded fine. Yes, I agree.
The weird thing was how Skylar Grey, she was at the piano, then mm-hmm. he was standing, and it was just kind of like he would come in, then she would just kind of be like,
like maybe then, they didn't rehearse enough together, so they didn't know what to do.
I was still okay with it. It was just interesting to watch them. It's like, huh? So that's what you're gonna do? You're just gonna stand there and like let her
and
do
watch
her thing?
Her
burn? Yeah, it was just it was weird. But I really like the collaboration.
Hmm.
Okay, somebody has to talk to me about this Wrinkle in Time.
Yes.
So this has got to be right up your alley, Shannon, because it's a fantasy novel, right?
Yes. And one of the reasons why I'm glad that they're making a movie of this, it's not like we were sitting around going, oh my gosh, when are they going to make a Wrinkle in Time movie? But so far when I see the trailers and they just dropped a new one, it makes me remember why I enjoyed this genre so much when I was a little kid. And part to, you know, back when people go, okay, well, why did you stop watching? You know, we had this conversation about why did I stop watching Game of Thrones and stuff? Well, because when I remember going and reading books like A Wrinkle in Time and Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and all this stuff and wanting to be part of the adventure.
Okay.
Like wanting to be Alice in Alice in Wonderland and go down a wardrobe and end up in this other world and go on this adventure.
That.
And the fact that you have this little girl who something happens, she decides to go on this adventure, she has to go on this adventure to go and save her father. It's, you know, I remember as a little kid going, I want that to happen to me, you know,
because you want to be able to be part of that narrative,
you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you do go on this amazing journey. And so far what we've seen about A Wrinkle in Time, it looks like it will live up to my expectations from reading this book that came out, you know, way back in 1963.
Yes. And it actually looks really fun.
Yes.
Oprah Winfrey, Chris Pine, Reese Witherspoon,
Mindy Kaling,
Zach Galifianakis.
And it's a Disney movie, so.
Yeah, so it's supposed to come out in March of 2018, and we have a little bit of the trailer for you. Check it out, A Wrinkle in Time.
Soothe mine. Soothe mine.
You were a top student, but look at you now. You can't keep using your father's disappearance as an excuse to act out.
Is that his work? What's it about?
Their dad, he wanted to touch the stars.
Imagine that the aunt here wants to get to her other hand.
His quickest option is to walk across the street.
But it turns out a straight line is not the shortest distance between two points. Not if you use fifth dimension.
It's outside of the rules we know of time and space. So, the ant arrives in my hand instantaneously.
So you fall to space.
More likely wrinkle it. Where are we?
We heard a cry out in the universe.
My father's alive.
We believe he is, and we're here to help you find him.
Are in search of warriors.
Warriors who serve the good and the light in the universe.
You're kidding.
Do I look like I'm kidding?
A little.
I'm not.
I'm not.
Your father's trapped by evil energy.
It's too strong for our light.
And the only one who can stop it is you.
Be a warrior.
Be a warrior.
I am loving the look on your face, Donna Valentine, because that is the point. I mean, I think that there are these stories that you can tell that are from science fiction and fantasy, and that they make you want to be a part of them,
yes,
and they draw you
it.
In.
I get
and
it.
And that is why I'm in this. And, you know, that's why when people go, well, why do you read these books and what do you do? Because that's what I see in my head is going, I want to be part of that.
Right.
I want to be whisked
Ryan's
away.
Face right
what
now?
About
he's
it,
just
right?
like.
Just looks a little out there for
he's
me.
He's just like, what?
Out there for you. You watched The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
what do you mean out there?
Yeah, this is just, you know, Galifianakis and Oprah and Witherspoon together, Mindy Kaling all together.
That's they're a doing cosplay.
That's a motley crew right there.
I
and
feel
then you
whisked
get this...
away is how I feel. I'm like,
yeah.
I want to be whisked away. And,
yeah.
You know, so, you
it's
know,
like Jumanji, you know?
Yes,
you're like, wait,
exactly.
I was just sitting here a second ago and now I'm like in a whole other world.
I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to take Cyclone Kid, and cool. He probably will be bored.
You think so? Wow.
Well, it's not really his fandom.
Yeah,
it's not really his thing.
Okay.
If it's not cars or trains, he's kind of not into it.
Okay,
but he'll give it a shot.
Okay,
that's what he'll do.
All right, cool.
So, but
March
I'm into
of
it.
2018, A Wrinkle in Time. That is not my type of movie at all.
I think you'll enjoy this one.
But I think I would give that one a try.
And it's a broad enough story. I don't think that you'll feel so, oh my gosh, I need to know about 16 different comic book characters.
Okay.
In this
yes.
one, you'll just be able
yes.
to watch this movie.
Okay, I love it.
I think it goes back to what we were talking about, Snuffleupagus and Big Bird and all these things. It's like, the fact that one of the primary adults is going, you can't keep using the fact that your father disappeared as a reason to act out. That sounds like the perfect reason to act out, as far as I'm concerned. If your father goes missing and you think you can go rescue him, you can act out.
Yeah.
I just think.
Yeah,
so.
At least for a little while.
Right.
But then we're going to have to get
maybe
that
not just
under control.
Don't rub some dirt on it to walk it off. You'll
exactly.
be okay.
Exactly. Okay. All right. That's A Wrinkle in Time. When we come back, we've got some of our favorite things and we'll read some of your answers to our Facebook question for today, which is, are you going Black Friday shopping? And if so, what are you planning to buy? Okay, we'll get to all of that coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back. It's the Donna and Marley show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Marley is out. She'll be back again tomorrow, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed tomorrow
yes.
morning at 9 o'clock.
Well-rested.
That is the voice of Miss Shannon Paul. Good morning.
Hi.
And Ryan's here, too.
Hey.
Ryan.
We can be done with this song.
It doesn't bother me yet. Are you burned on it?
Yeah.
I've been burned.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not burned on it yet.
I still like it.
Yeah.
I still like it. And it won an award yesterday for, I believe it was collaboration at the American Music Awards last night. So congratulations. Let's get to this.
These are a few of our favorite things.
Shannon, all I saw was Navy pilots make sky penises in
Washington
our outline.
State.
Yes, in our show outline, and I'm like, okay.
So this happened last Thursday. So over in Okanagan County, Washington, people looked up into the sky on Thursday and they saw some jets that were going around, and a couple of them were very familiar with what the picture was that the jet pilots were creating with their exhaust. And they were like, are they really making sky wieners? They were. And I find this story amazing because could you imagine? Because now the Navy has actually had to make a statement that says the Navy holds its air crew to the highest standards, and we find this absolutely unacceptable. Of zero training value.
Oh,
and we
God.
Are holding the crew accountable. The fact that they had to say of zero training value because the two Navy pilot dudes are like, look, we were practicing making circles and then we had to make an oblong thing at the top of the circles because some people that were in the neighborhood where this happened looked up and they're like, that was hilarious. Usually, like, most of the comments are dudes that were like, that was awesome.
Hey, that's for the 12-year-old boy in all of us.
Exactly. And then there were women that are like, I did not find that funny. Don't assault me with your sky wieners.
No.
Your exhaust wieners.
This is a testament to our military, how skilled they are, what great pilots we have.
It's pretty good, actually.
That they can create this image in the sky.
Dude, it's not hard. It's not like it's like, a Van Gogh version of it. It's really just two circles.
I'd like
and
to
then
see you
oblong.
Do it.
Yeah. I can't fly a plane, period, but I feel like there's crop duster dudes that could do this, too.
Yeah,
it's not
that
Navy pilots are any better. I am happy that they have enough spare time.
Yeah.
That they're not off, like, battling evil. They have enough spare time to go ahead and do
have a little
this.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It makes me love America, seeing this image.
I have a story that's also about a dude,
mm-hmm.
okay? So this is pretty much an interesting funeral.
Mm.
A 76-year-old man named Richard Lucy from Plains Township, Pennsylvania, died from heart complications last month. RIP. His dying wish was to be buried with two cheesesteaks from his favorite shop in Philadelphia, Pat's King of Steaks.
Mm.
So the day before his funeral, his son and his grandson drove on over to Pat's, bought two cheesesteaks, fulfilled Richard's dying wish. And they also respected his request for no onions because they'll come back to haunt me. Oh, my God. They
That's
put two cheesesteaks in his the casket.
One for now, one for later.
I don't know. I guess he had heart problems, so his doctor didn't want him. Yeah. So I like that story. And also this one has to do with food. Expanding pants for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Stovetop Stuffing has come out with expandable pants.
Yes.
They're called the Stuffin' Stretch. Mm-hmm. They feature a belly banded high waist, and they come in a burgundy color with gold accents.
They look like maternity pants.
Yeah, yeah. Basically. Mm-hmm. And a stuffing print at the waist and the pockets. They're unisex sweatpants.
Yeah.
And you can get your own pair for $20 at ThanksgivingDinnerPants.com.
Jump on that, Ryan.
That's hilarious.
Because okay. Donna and I already have leggings. So leggings, exactly. I think, already expand.
I have sweatpants. I'm good.
All-you-can-eat buffet pants, as I like to call them.
Just covered in stains. And
oh, ugh. But this is cool, you guys.
What?
$10,000 of the pants proceeds will be donated to Feeding America.
Oh, okay, so that's cool. All right,
isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It's not just some pants. More than just stretchy pants.
Yeah, see, we were considering getting them anyway. So now we know that you're also doing some good in your hood.
If they're cute, though, if they're cute.
They're not cute. They're okay. Aww. Wait till you see them.
Aww.
What if they had stirrups at the bottom? Would they be cuter?
No. No. Because they're just like, they look like Zubas.
Zubas. Yeah,
Zubas with a higher waistband.
Okay.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? They're fine, but it's not like you'll show up and people go, hey, man, where you get those pants? So you need to be able to say that some of the money goes to charity.
Okay.
That'll make you feel better.
You're right. Okay, the funny part of the pants, though, is that the pockets, the inside of the pockets, you can pull them out, and it looks like there's stuffing inside
right.
them. Right. Super cute idea. Yes. I give them credit for putting these out.
That is a great white elephant gift. So you can grab them now. The proceeds go to, like, you know, helping to feed people.
Yes.
And then you give them to people for Christmas.
100%. Okay. And then finally, our Facebook question for today. Are you planning to shop on Black Friday? And if so, what are you hoping to get a deal on? Let's see. Jay says, yes, I'm going to the Newport Mall in Jersey City. A Lacoste jacket at Macy's.
Oh,
okay. Oh, nice work.
I think that's when it works best, is when you have a specific plan in mind.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Megan says, I would rather eat glass on fire.
Yes, Megan.
She goes on and on.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'd rather spend an hour at 6 a.m. with another human mouth breathing directly into my face before toothbrushing and after coffee.
Wow. Right. Okay.
We get it.
Strong feelings. Wow. I like it.
Victoria's watching for a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie, we go out to lunch when the crowds aren't as bad. If we find a deal, great. If not, that's okay, too. A lot of people.
I understand that. I'm more passive about it. Like, I see I would, like, swing through. Agreed. I'm not going to actively go out and hang out ahead of time and wait for things to open.
Well, Anna says Cyber Monday has always been my jam.
Yeah, you don't need to leave. You can be in your stretchy pants.
I like to be in the thick of it.
In the action.
Yeah.
You want to be a part of it all.
And then the line is so long and it's like, yeah, I'm doing this for you. You better appreciate it, you people who I'm buying gifts for.
Do you do anything for yourself?
Yes, of course. It's really the reason I'm going.
Right. Because you're like,
coat.
I'm ready.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I hope everybody has, if we can make a whole, like, trifecta of it. So you go out and you do that. And then on Saturday, you do Small Business Saturday, spend some money with some local businesses as well. And then anything you couldn't get Monday, that's your day. Go on Cyber Monday. That's fair.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Right. We're going to consume anyway. Here's the way to get it done efficiently.
Hey, Ryan, will you stick your head out and ask Bradley Trainer to come in here?
I'd love to.
This is that time of the day where we normally just...
talk to Bradley.
Yeah, ridicule him.
He comes and goes, hi.
Hi. Yeah, so. And then he says we have stuff coming up on our show and things.
It.
And
want it. Yeah. Thanks.
He can tell us what he thinks about the new Doctor Who Christmas special that'll be out soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure he will want to talk about that. For sure.
Brad's taking his time.
I know. He always
He's
does.
He's strolling.
Dun, dun, dun. Like a good neighbor.
It smells like salty beef, so he's probably getting his lunch prepared.
Is that what he's doing?
Do you know how much salt this guy goes through? I've never seen a human consume that much salt.
Does he have salty beef or pork on him right now?
No, it looks healthy.
Yeah, well,
it looks steamed
healthy.
And healthy.
He's leaning over.
To get the salt? What are you trying to get? Get a thing? He's like, so he Amazing. Looks like there's something healthy going on over there. They just made it sound like you eat a lot of salty beef, Bradley
what?
Trainer.
I didn't
salty
say beef.
I don't
him.
Eat beef.
I don't
you don't eat beef?
Beef
I ate a lot of salty food, that's for sure.
Okay. All right.
What's coming up on the show today?
We've got a lot today. We've got tips on how to avoid confrontation during your holiday dinners.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Don't go.
And yeah, exactly. That would be That would be my recipe. In addition, all the latest on the AMAs and our thoughts and feels.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Diana Ross is a living national treasure.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed her greatly. We didn't get a chance to talk about her, so everybody can hear you do that.
Oh, my God.
I was telling Ms. Shannon that I saw Diana Ross back in the 80s at a concert in Central Park.
I saw her.
It was like one of the first concerts they started holding at Central
Park. Is it the one where it was raining?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
No. Was it?
What? Was she wearing an orange dress and raining, huh?
I don't remember.
It was your memory, Donna.
I know. I don't remember if it was raining. I don't think it was raining. No.
Hello?
I don't think it was raining. All right. Oh, whatever.
All right.
I gotta go.
Thanks for letting me hang out with you.
Thank you so much, you guys. All right. We'll see you tomorrow with Mar.